مور.
محتاج انها من شو هانتو؟ ايه شغال ايه بس اوكي So we're still in Jesus, and we were talking about that the first mafsid of the first thing which will get in the way of Jesus is atzlus, is laziness. And we said an unbelievable nekuda in the Shir on Sunday that we dedicated to the neshama of your nephew, that then that we said an unbelievable nekuda from Rav Don. That in today's world you see two trends. You see a trend that people want things to be easy. People don't want to have to work for anything. That anything you could do automatically or do automated or do by itself or not have to work for, people want. And there's another trend of a tremendous tahoim of taiva and kilkel. So are these two things related?
I don't understand those moments.
The first one you did?
Tilkel.
Meaning there's a tremendous running after taiva and different things that are znus in a purpose.
The abyss.
Of in a pro of
immorality.
Immorality.
Well, immorality. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, what's the word?
Znus.
Oh, I know znus,
yeah.
But wait, what was
Kilkel?
Kilkel
is like it's ruins. The world, the yashrus, the straight, the way a person's created straight, it's like it's people are involved in things that they shouldn't be involved in. That's what that means. So there's and people have, right? So are those two inyanim related? So Rav Don says an unbelievable nekuda. Rav Don Segal. So he says that they are related, and the way they're related is as follows: because if a person never practiced doing anything difficult, and all they do is things that are easy, and they are constantly engaged in easy work, then they are not going to be willing to work to overcome their challenges either, and it's much easier to allow your goof, to allow your natural instinct and your natural desires to lead you, then to direct them and work on them and refine them. So if a person is not willing to work for his essay he has to write, because may as well just get it automatically, a person is not willing to work on a math assignment because I could just do it, you know, this and that, and everything's easy, easy come. So then a person never got accustomed to working for anything. And then a person doesn't work and they're lazy, they cannot work on themselves either. And they cannot refine their own character either. And if you don't refine your character, you're left with the animalistic side of a person. And the animalistic side of the person don't look pretty. Okay? That's the story of what he's saying over here. Jesus is when a person is completely focused on the ruchnius. And Atzlus is a steerer to that. It's not that, well, Atzlus, obviously, you're not Zaris. It's much deeper than that. When you're an otzel, you're not willing to lift yourself up. You're not willing to lift yourself up. You're not going to stay focused on spirituality. You're just going to allow everything else to pull you. I was learning just now in Ruachaim. Ruachaim is the commentary of Rav Chaim Volozhiner on Pirkei Avos. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes beautifully, says that although when Adam Arishon was, this is also a Ramchaldik, that's Tunisdik, that when God created man, he was created with Guf and Neshama, and actually he was as able to relate to his Neshama as his Guf. As he says, Pshat in the Gemara, says Adam Arishon was born, his feet were on the ground and his head was in Shemayim. That means he was Paul. No,
it's tall.
Huh?
He was.
But I don't think that's the point of Chazal, because well, he needed to be the first round draft pick, and that, who cares? I'm just tall. What's that? Why is that important? Why it's important is because his feet were on here, and that was the goof, but his head was equally here in Shemayim, was also, it was one person. The Shemayim part of the person and the Aretz part of the person was equal. That was what Adam was. But he says, after the person got did Avera, we only relate to our physicality and to our emotional side. We don't relate to our neshama as much. As a matter of fact, in the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhin says, the neshama is kind of outside the person. You have to bring it in. It hovers around the person. That's what he says. I don't know what that means, but that's what he says.
Hey, life.
Yes, like that. Now, this is why, okay, for a person to connect to their emotional side, it does not require work. When you feel sad, you just feel sad. Something bad happens, you feel sad. When you feel jealousy, you just feel it. Unless you suppress your emotions, certain emotions come up. They come up. You can't get rid of them. You have to really work hard to get rid of them. Your emotions are not the easy, are natural. And for sure, when you feel hungry, it's natural. You don't convince yourself to be hungry. Right? So your natural, your physical desires and your emotional needs are natural. That's part of you. But spiritual needs and anything to do with the neshama, be'emes requires work to connect to the neshama. A person can have spiritual experiences, but the spiritual experiences have to require work. And I will say, I will venture to say, I'll go out there on a limb and say, if a person did something easy and they feel like it's now, oh, I'm just connected, whatever, and you think you're experiencing some sort of spiritual experience, but it didn't take work to get there. I'm just a spiritual guy, which I'll tell you.
Just flying on an airplane counts as what?
What was an airplane? Oh, right. That's exactly my point.
Get it.
I do. So
That was a private thing.
Essentially not, but.
It wasn't at all.
But I mean, when we get off the recording, we can actually no one's listening. Yeah.
We're listening.
What?
See? Oh, there's some after.